beautiful man called Paul through a mutual friend, and as I understand it, he was one of the people by her side when she actually passed away. I had the pleasure of meeting him when I also was very honoured to meet C. Pearl a couple of months ago down in Adelaide, and just watching them together was beautiful, watching how Pearl's face lit up when he was around, and the bond that they obviously had was really special, and it was so heartening to know that they got to spend that time together. So, yeah, that's what the next set of songs is. It reminds me of. Over to you, Raz.
And the songs that we are going to play, the first one, it is one of Pearl's favourite artists, and in particular, this particular song, Mama He's Crazy, and that's by the Judds. And sadly, Naomi Judd passed away a couple of days prior to Pearl. So all I hope is that Naomi Judd and Pearl are together and looking down going, Mama, he's crazy. So here's the Judds with Mama, He's Crazy, followed by Roy Orbison with You Got It. And followed by that will be John Farnham with Touch of Paradise.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sad, so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy. Better look before you leave. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never Everything about you tells me I'm your man. And I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing you do. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it.
Special touch of paradise. You hold
secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. And from your lips she drew hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I've seen this room and I've walked the floor. Used to live alone before I knew ya. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What an absolute beautiful version of Hallelujah by K.D. Lang. And it certainly reminds you of all people that have been here now and those that have passed away. Now, we have Pearl coming up talking about her garden, and Pearl definitely had a green thumb and thoroughly enjoyed gardening, and I think some of her colours and what she had in her garden were just as colourful as Pearl's clothes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up after Pearl talking about her garden, we thought, what better song but The Rose by Bette Midler. So here is Pearl.
Well, I have a veggie pod which was full of little seedlings, and overnight they've all shot up a couple of inches each, and they're just doing so well. The rain is just absolutely amazing. The aloe vera all around my garden has greened up just overnight.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's all.
Definitely a rose in that sense. That song from Bette Midler is all about, you know, going through fear and feeling fear and moving through it anyway and living fully as much as you can. And that's something, you know, I think that we all know Pearl did that. She might have had fears about different things, but she certainly was somebody who didn't let fears hold her back. She jumped into everything she possibly could. She had that twinkle in her eye, that mischievous grin, but always a very full heart with the very best of intentions. we are getting very close to the end of our tribute show this evening, and just before we wind up, Maria's going to read out something that Pearl wrote down for us to read out, just a very short little love letter to the people of Cooper Pedy.
Coming to Cooper Pedy is the most interesting move I've ever made. I made so many friends and did so much I wouldn't have. The vastness of the outback never ceases to amaze me, the variety of people. What I've learned about craft, the inspiration to write a knitting book with the help of Louise, and not to mention the times I had with Dusty Radio at 104.5 FM. Wishing you all the best for the future. All my love, Baby Driver.
How beautiful was that, you know, like still she organised to have words to say to a beloved town that she loved.
She planned everything so well. It was just another mark of the great care that she had, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll be missed.
Yep, no, she will be missed. And she definitely, you know, when you think about how many different her volunteered time that she done with so many groups in Cooper Pedy, you know, it wasn't just Dusty Radio, there was the drive-in, there was the historical club, like there was just so many avenues of Pearl that she spread herself around.
She did the Health Advisory Committee and so many, as she told me, you know, when she came here, I think 12 years ago, she just kind of dived in. She went to every group she knew about just to see, if, you know, what she could do with that group. And, you know, some stuck a bit more than others, but the thing is she gave it all a go.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, what a person to do that.
So how are we going to wrap up this special Pearl tribute?
I'm going to say I love you and I'll miss you.
Yeah.
It was definitely a pleasure to hear Pearl on the radio, and she certainly helped me learn how to, and I'm still learning how to be so smooth on the radio, because Pearl was just like second nature talking, and you could just sit there and listen to Pearl on the radio, just come across so smoothly. So I got a few lessons yet, Pearl, to get from you.
Yeah, likewise. I could listen to her tapes for a gutsy. While. She absolutely.
Gutsy. That's yeah. what she was. Gutsy.
That's yeah. a thing. She was an advocate in so many ways. She wasn't afraid to say what she needed to say. Rebel, rebel, that kind of thing. Back there, you're the voice. So hopefully if you're around Pearl, you've heard. And I love you, and I know our path wasn't always smooth and easy, but, geez, the essence of it was really strong, I think. And, yeah, I learned a lot from you, and I miss you dearly, and I'll hold you in my heart.
And what a beautiful way to end with the next song, Over the Rainbow.
That will be coming up. First, we're going to hear... it's one of Pearl's favourite songs that we're going to finish the show with. But first, we'll just play again the last ever broadcast Pearl did with us. She did phone in one day from a hospital in Adelaide, and she gave her final on-air story for us. So we'll hear that again, and then we're going to hear...
Over the Rainbow.
Over the Rainbow.
And we'll wish you our good night. And... this version of Over the Rainbow is sung by one of Pearl's favourite artists, Israel Kamakawiwo-Ole, and he's someone who resonated very strongly for her. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening, and we hope for those who have lost loved ones and the songs have helped you remember as well.
Yes.
Dusty Radio 104.5 FM, Cooper Pedy. I'm ready. I'm very easily exhausted, though, so I have to take it quite slowly. I'm in Gloucester Residential Home Care at Ingle Farm in Adelaide. The room is lovely. It's number 100. Facing west, and with the promise of sunsets. And there's lots of trees outside. We spent the day unpacking and labelling everything that has to go to the wash. and all the paperwork, which there is a ton of. Breakfast is at 8:30, lunch 12:30, dinner at 5 p.m. if you want soup. And we've been sorting and putting out butterflies on a line so we can light up my room. Paul has gone out to find a walker because the one they've given me, the brakes aren't working. And there's limited visiting for him because of COVID vaccinations. Paul is exhausted, all the packing and bringing me here. I'm going to bring my own oxygen, but at the moment they have their own generator. I'm feeling a bit stressed, but that's to be expected, being it's my first day. The meal was delicious. And at the sunset in Port, I can see over Port Adelaide. There's the sun, gone. I'm expecting to have some fun with the residents tomorrow on the 1st of April. I'll let you know. This is the Pearl, the girl, signing off. Baby driver for Justy Radio and Crossdale Residential Home Care.
Ooh. Yeehaw.